Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The forced starvation of hundreds of thousands of Muslims in Rafah, Gaza, is because of the inaction of the military officers and soldiers who await orders that will never come. O officers and soldiers of the Pakistan Army, there have been enough cries of appeal from Gaza to you. There have been enough cries for those who have ears that hear and hearts that feel. In these long, painful, restless months, we have heard all of your excuses for your inaction. Not one of your excuses are acceptable, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic Ummah is not accepting any of your excuses. Tens of thousands of Muslims in Gaza have had their bodies crushed and shredded by bombs. The most cowardly of all people are inventing new ways to martyr, injure, and mutilate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliged you with jihad, support of Muslims, and the liberation of the blessed land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make your obligation conditional on orders from the agents of the colonialists. Such orders will never come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make your obligation conditional on the nation-state borders drawn by the colonialists to divide and weaken the Islamic Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept your excuses for inaction while the bodies of your brothers, sisters, and children are crushed under rubble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept excuses from you while forced starvation was imposed on hundreds of thousands of your Muslim brothers and sisters. They are dying of hunger in the streets. They are scavenging for rotten food and filthy garbage. They are gathering grass to cook to satay hunger. They are crying for relief for their young and elderly. They are fainting through hunger. So what has been your response so far? Shedding tears, threatening to resign, planning retirement, and cursing your commanders. Your inaction makes you complicit in the crime of your leadership. Your obedience of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only leads to your punishment in hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا.
And they will say, our Lord, we obeyed our leaders and elite, but they led us astray from the right way. Al-Ahzab 67. O officers and soldiers of the Pakistan Army, indeed, these Muslim rulers and military commanders are the worst of all criminals. They are the vanguard of the West in its crusade against Islam and Muslims. They are those barter off the first Qibla, the blessed Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to save their crooked thrones. As for you, you are the protectors and facilitators of these rulers and military commanders. It is your inaction that enabled your military commanders to collaborate with the Americans to give a free hand to the Jews for all these months. Why are your enemies not afraid of you? How can traitors rely and depend on you? Do you not have even some of the manhood of the Kafir American soldier who set himself ablaze in protest against his military leadership? For how long will you ignore the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by whose favor you breathe, drink, and eat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
And of the people is he who worships Allah on an edge. If he is touched by good, he is reassured by it. However, if he is struck by trial, he turns his face away. He has lost this world and the hereafter. That is what is the manifest loss. Al-Hajj 11. How long will we hear you excuse yourselves by saying, what can I do alone? How can you say so when all the many sincere officers and soldiers around you all agree with you? How can you say so when you are the sons of Muslims who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers? So how then can a small group of highly corrupt, treacherous commanders stop you from mobilizing for victory and martyrdom? Will you not plan and coordinate with the sincere Muslims to remove all the obstacles in the way of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you preferred the temporary life of this world over the eternal life of the hereafter, just as those treacherous commanders that you curse have? Then be warned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your relatives, wealth which you have obtained, commerce wherein you fear decline, and dwellings with which you are pleased are more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and jihad in His cause, then wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala executes His command, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the defiantly disobedient people. At-Tawbah 24. O officers and soldiers of the Pakistan Army, the Ummah stands at a crossroads. There is either to be severe punishment from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala or abundant showering of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It depends on your actions above all others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
If you do not go forth, He will punish you with a painful punishment, and He will replace you with another people, and you will not harm Him at all. Allah is over all things competent. At-Tawbah 39. You are the ones who can teach these Zionist beasts a lesson that neither they nor the colonialists that support them will forget. You are the ones who can avenge innocent children, sisters, and brothers, and strike terror in the heart of every tyrant. You are the ones who can cleanse the blessed land from the impurity of the Jewish entity. Your entire army, or even a part of it, is more than enough to seize the honor of liberating Palestine. The whole Ummah will stand behind you. All able-bodied Muslim men will stand beside you. So put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of you. The throne of the rulers, the evil hands of America in our lands, will be uprooted with its hands cut. America will then only be able to watch helplessly from far away, separated by oceans. America's afraid that the Jewish campaign of genocide against Muslims in Ramadan will cause the overthrow of these rulers, turn this fear into reality so that their eyes become wide with fear. Grant your nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the reestablishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Hizb al-Tahrir is waiting for your response, fully prepared with a complete political project. So will you invite the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit you through more inaction, or will you strive to earn His blessings in this dunya and the akhirah? Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.